I'm like just so in love with this song right now. Woo.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the box. And this is your girl, Secrets. And I am back with story time. And I'm over here bumping in the background this song called Made for Me. And even if they're not made for you for a lifetime, it may just be for a moment, an hour, a night, whatever. Longest it's on your terms. I was trying to think about, in this season, what did I want to share in reference to a story time? Boy, do I have stories. I guess you can read about more of them in the Book of Secrets, available everywhere, 4th of July weekend. But until then, just keep coming back to the box, and we'll definitely give you something to think about. Two things I want to share in reference to our story time session tonight. The first one, people often ask, hey, how did Pandora's Fantasy Box come about? Like, what were some of the different things that you guys were doing? And the world has really changed over the last 10, 15 years. Like, seriously. There's so many different things and gadgets we were using then that's obsolete right now. So, do you guys remember Yahoo groups? Yeah, I said it. Yahoo groups. Well, when Pandora's Fantasy Box got started, and I was meeting so many different people, we were keeping in touch. Like, now people keep in touch, like, text, group text, Slack, WhatsApp, just so many. I mean, I'm talking about our Telegram. We had Yahoo groups. That was one way I was able to communicate with a group of different people. And then we had some kind of, oh, yeah, it was a BlackBerry. It was BlackBerry chat, too. So when I got on the phone with people, we would be able to communicate through, like, the BlackBerry chat. So I lived in North Carolina at the time, and I had a handful of people, probably 24 people, that we were doing different things from day to day in reference to and in the name of Pandora's Fantasy Box. And my initial thought and idea was meeting people that we were going to live our life, live free. It was like the bucket list on steroids, right? And it was mixed up with a little bit of sapiosexual, even though that term wasn't even out yet. So with these different people, we would have random days. And every morning I would send out, this is what we're doing today. And it would be something to do that was really like freaky or amazing or deep thinking. And I would get pictures and videos, whether it's from the Yahoo group or whether it's on the BlackBerry chat. So that was, like, really pretty incredible. Every week we would meet up during the daytime at the strip club in Charlotte, North Carolina, a.k.a. the Queen City. And I remember when I first walked into the strip club, I asked to speak to the manager of the owner. I said, hey, this is what we have. We have a private club. We meet up a couple times a week, even at the nighttime, and we're looking for certain places to kind of hang where we can have fun, hang out, et cetera. And the guy said, well, what kind of people are you talking about? I'm like, oh, 15, 25 people. And I had his attention. He said, oh, absolutely. So every Wednesday, we would go to the strip club. And at that particular time, they had like a lunch tease. They had, you know, some fresh girls that was kind of like available to keep you company. So that was really, really like an exciting time. So I remember one day we went during lunch. And there was this one guy that was in the fantasy club. He would get off his job and take a long lunch on Wednesday. I think he didn't take lunch on Monday and Tuesdays. So on Wednesdays, he could take like 2 hours. And this particular time when he came, he said, I'm definitely hungry today. I'm thinking, you know, because they serve food. Well, he wasn't talking about food. Sometimes in life, you want to do something, but you have to build your courage. And after a few weeks of coming on Wednesdays, he built his courage to do something amazing to make sure that we never forgot his name. And let me tell you something. I'm still talking about his ass over a decade later, all right? So we were at the strip club, eating, girls dancing, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, some places you can pay for, like, an extra situation. Well, we already had a VIP close-off section. So he paid a girl to come back to that section, and he put her on the table, and she was his lunch in front of everyone in our section. Let me tell you something. I don't know if it was incredible how he was eating her pussy or how she was blessing in his mouth over and over and over and over and over. I'm not sure which one was incredible. I was actually a little bit jealous because I'm like, damn, you didn't have to pay her. I mean, I'm right here, baby. Like, what's up? But it's something about giving good head in front of an audience. It's just something about that. If you would have known this guy, he wasn't a quiet guy. He was really reserved. But there was no. If someone would have asked me, hey, do you think he'll do that? He would definitely not have been someone I would think would do that. He was just too reserved for that. But he put her on that table, and he had lunch. Literally, he devoured that pussy. And she enjoyed every minute of it. Now, I know that a lot of times you meet strippers, this is what they do. They're professionals, right? So if you're having sex with them, you're kissing them, you're cuddling or whatever, it's not even really a big deal to them because they do this shit all the time. Let me tell you something. Oh, he touched her soul. He definitely touched her soul. And after that, you couldn't tell him shit. His confidence went to and through the roof to another level. And everyone there had to salute him. So that's the thing. You know, in this lifestyle, for those that's listening, if you are new to this lifestyle, if you are curious, if you're coming back to this lifestyle, when you do something that you've never done before, when you get out of that comfort zone, fuck what someone got to say. Who cares? It's just you and that person. It's you against the world. When you do that, you never can go back to being that quiet, that shy. Listen, it's a whole other level. And that's what I've seen, and that's what I love so much about this lifestyle is the people that I've met, the things that I've seen people do, and how it has changed them. And guess what? This guy right here, when he walk in the room, people listen. People remember him. People know it. And it's that confidence. It's that arch in his back. It's that head held high. Look, I did that. And that's the thing. So when you understand, you know your body, you know what you want, you know what you like, then do it. Let's not worry about what anyone else has to say. So the moral of this story, There's so many different ones. But if you're going to do it, fucking do it.